Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host for the Daily Challenges. These challenges are meant to help you explore what it means to follow Jesus, even if you're a busy commuter, have very little time at home or to yourself. That's what these challenges are all about. If you've never decided whether to follow Jesus in your life or not, Christianity 101 would be a great introduction to the basic concepts we try to build on in these challenges. You can find that course through our website or app. We follow a rhythm in our daily challenges that starts every Monday with a new idea. Then every Tuesday we study it in the Bible. Every Wednesday we see how that challenges and transforms us. Thursday we try to apply and live it out. Friday we take time for prayer and reflection. Saturday is our day off, a day of rest. Sunday is a day for community, especially Christian community. Our next family room church service is going to be held in Ajax on Sunday, December 14th. It's going to be our Christmas service, so I hope you'll join us then. Right now we're working through a series called Jesus, the Most Interesting Man in the World. Over the last several weeks, we've been building up a more complete picture of who Jesus was and is by looking at different characteristics of him and different titles. We're building up to next week when we'll see Jesus, the one characteristic about him that matters most and that makes all the others make sense. But for now, this week, we're looking at Jesus as king. Now, we don't hear a lot about kings in our society. If you're a Canadian under age 62, you're probably more used to thinking about a queen being our head of state, our monarch. If you're a Canadian under age 62, you've never sung God Save the King, only God Save the Queen. For me, it was when Prince George was born in 2013 that I sort of awakened to the fact that someday soon we may well have a king. And after that, two more kings between Prince William and Prince George. We're going to have kings for quite a while to come in Canada, assuming nothing changes with our system of governance. At that point, we'll get a lot more used to the idea of having a king on our money, on stamps, singing God Save the King, and everywhere that we currently talk about the Queen, replacing the word king instead. It'll take some getting used to because our current queen has reigned so long. Now, have you ever thought of Jesus as a king? Maybe you've heard the language of him being the King of Kings or being worshipped as a king at Christmas time. Maybe you've heard of him referred to as the King of the Jews before. There's certainly a lot of king language surrounding Jesus, and it's tempting for us to understand that kingly language using the images of a king that we have in our culture. Since we're used to a British monarch from the British royal family, we may well picture Jesus as a king wearing similar garments to what we'd expect a king or queen to wear, wearing a crown, holding a scepter or an orb. That's how a lot of imagery shows Jesus as a king, using the images of a king that we're used to in our Western culture. As 21st century Canadians, we may be tempted as well to dismiss the meaning behind Jesus as a king. We may assume it's not a very important title, since for us, royalty are far, far away, across an ocean in fact, and pretty disconnected from our day-to-day lives. We often think of royalty as fulfilling a ceremonial role today. And that's certainly not the impression that the Bible would want us to get about Jesus, that as a king, he's a ceremonial figure or a distant, aloof figure of government who doesn't have a lot to do with our day-to-day lives. It's not the impression the Bible would want us to get. So if you lived in a king's realm in Jesus' day, you would expect it to be a very real, tangible presence in your life. You'd be expected to show honor and respect to that individual. You'd be expected to back that up with taxes or tributes, to give up your land and possessions if you were asked, to provide military service or at least support those who did. There'd be a very real and tangible cost, but also benefit to living in a kingdom. The king would provide you with protection, with peace within the borders, at least relative to what was outside the borders. Now, if you didn't like this, you only had a couple choices, really. You could leave, could go into exile, and basically become a traitor or a defector. So you could leave. The other option would be to actively rebel, to fight against the king, to try to sabotage or undermine his rule. And that, of course, brought a great number of risks to your life. being in a kingdom was no light thing. It had to be taken pretty seriously. There were real tangible costs, real tangible benefits, and real risks to not completely and wholly giving your life over to the ruler. Now, Jesus was called a king in that kind of context, but he was a very different kind of king in ways that we're going to explore this week. But before we explore this in more depth, I do want you to think about it for yourself a little bit. So your question for today, to think about on your own or discuss with some friends, neighbors, colleagues, fellow commuters, is this. What characteristics of a king that we've heard today do you think Jesus possessed, and which ones would he avoid? We'll have a great discussion. I'll see you tomorrow.